Well, that was fun. So I finished phase one. Now what? Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Dad Bod to Rad Pod, where we have completed 75 hard and now phase one. And I actually had a lot of fun doing phase one, to be honest. There was a lot of tasks. I had to think about all the usual tasks, the two workouts a day for 45 minutes, one outside, you know, sticking to a diet, eating correctly is the same thing, you know, reading your book and all that stuff. And I read a couple of good books. I read the 5 AM book and I started reading Extreme Ownership at the end, kind of got like halfway through before I finished. It was a lot of fun. And then you add the cold showers and then the three extra tasks you got to do daily at least. And also the vision board, which, you know, I saw the perks of all of these things. Perhaps the cold showers, I think, were, like, obviously my body was never sore. Like, the whole concept of putting your body in, like, an ice bath is to recover from soreness. So I gotta say, it did do a good job. Although, overall, in 75 Hard, once I got used to, like, after the first month or so, I kind of got used to the system, so I never felt like too exhausted throughout the whole process. I did my workouts first thing in the morning one, and then later in the day, either in the late afternoon before I got my kids, or in the evening, you know. And if I start getting too tired because too many vigorous workouts, I just do walks. So I spread it out. So I actually had a lot of fun with it. And in typical kind of ending your phase, ending of the workouts, I did two extra challenging tasks and that I'll mention to you guys. Otherwise, the week was fine. And I apologize to the people that are listening to this. I didn't do the episode last week. I actually finished last week Tuesday. It's now Thursday. So I had taken 8 full extra days to party. It definitely feels like that. I'm not going to lie. It's actually, I will say that, you know, I'm going to tell you guys what I did at the very end. And how I felt, all that stuff, which is everything was great. But I will tell you is that a lot of you guys, me especially, I started doing 75 hard because I thought it was a good idea and I was overweight and I always struggled with discipline. So the reason why the program worked so well for me is it gave me a really structured formula, a direct avenue, how to lose weight and become more confident. Gain confidence and become more confident with my abilities to say no, to gain willpower, because I didn't have a lot of willpower before, in terms of eating bad food for me and food choices, planning accordingly. I was just an average overweight dad. That's the name of the podcast, right? And so it was successful for me. You know, at this point, I'm down anywhere between 20 to 25 pounds from the time I started, and that's great. And I think I can take it to another level, whether I want to become more bulk up, because, you know, overall I'm looking a lot more muscular than what I started out with. It's been like over 4 months now, and you know, I've lost that weight, so I can even trim down a bit more. I'm hovering around that 213, 215 rate, especially a week after I finished the program. That's something we'll talk about a little later, but I definitely indulged, and I'm a little bit struggling, to be honest. You know, now that I don't have like a set routine, there are ideas I have that I want to share with you guys about what I'm planning to do over the summer, because the whole concept of finishing phase one in May is that June, July, August come around, and summer here in Canada is not that long. You know, let's say June, July, August, maybe September, all warm months, you can jump in a lake. The rest of the time, not so much. And especially that we've been cooped up, the stay-at-home order here in Ontario will be coming to an end, and I think it's basically done. The province is starting to open up again, so we see the light in the tunnel. And of course, we have some camping trips booked with friends. We have a week-long cottage, so I really want to enjoy the summer, have a drink whenever I want to. I don't want to feel guilty, but at the same time, if I'm going to go to a cottage and obviously spend a week at a cottage, it's not like every day I'll be pounding beers, but there will be some days I'll drink like 5 or 6 beers. So, You really want to be careful in terms of how you want to live going forward, because it's very easy for me to gain that weight back and then start off at square one. And one of the things that a colleague of mine told me, which I think about every day now, is don't lose your gains. So I'll tell you a little bit about my struggles in a bit, but I'll finish off by telling you guys, the two extra challenging tasks I did. It just kind of, honestly, they were both pretty fun. I don't know how fun one was. The other one was pretty fun. So on I believe it was Sunday, so my third last day, I went over to my mother's house and I dropped off my son for her. She's gonna go to Europe for like 2 months, go visit my sister who just had a baby. And yeah, she is gonna travel. I know she's already made it, so she's fine, just in case you're wondering. But she had one last day where she could hang out with my son. I dropped him off. And she said, "Hey, why don't you take my bike and bike to downtown Toronto and back?" Now, she lives in a city called Mississauga, and it's kind of like the suburbs of the cap. Not it's Toronto's not the capital of, well, the capital of Ontario, but to bike to the downtown area. It wasn't even a downtown per se, but it's a very popular biking trail, and it's 20 kilometers each way. So it's like 2 hour bike ride, basically, like 2 hours non-stop biking. Like if you stop, it's gonna be longer, and it's right off the lake. Like you have views of the lake the whole way, so it's like a really epic biking trail. And it was like 20 degrees and sunny that day, maybe a little bit more, like 22. So it was like perfect biking condition. So I did that, and that was actually really, I wouldn't say it was difficult in terms of like, yeah, sure, at the end I was pretty tired going the last few kilometers. I was just like casually biking, but it really exhausted me. So yeah, like after that, I was like, whew, I need to lay down. I need to eat something. I need to like take a nap. That's what I felt like. Yeah, it was a fun time and nothing to complain about. So that was a 2 hour workout of nonstop biking, which is funny because if you bike for 2 hours, I think it would be like the same calories as running for an hour. Like it's very similar. I think it was like 1200 calories, and me running for an hour, like an hour. Normally I run for 45 minutes, but if I run for a full hour, that's like 1000 calories. So it's not that much difference. Crazy how jogging is such a high calorie outtake. I think that's why you guys have to understand that sometimes your second walk outdoors is a walk, but if you want to add like two or three jogs a week and you could get the whole 45 minutes, it might be tough, but you're gonna burn like three times as many calories. And if you're looking to lose weight, that's gonna help you out a lot. So definitely do that. The other workout I did, I think it was the Tuesday, was my last day, and it was 32 degrees outside. Now it wasn't sunny, thank goodness, but it was humid, so it was like 37 degrees Celsius, guys. I know most of you guys are American listeners. 32 degrees, sorry, 37 degrees Celsius with humidity. And I went for a run at 2 p.m. That was like just a, I had an hour off in between like appointment, like whatever. I just had that time slot, and especially on the last day, I like to get those workouts done early and then just coast for the rest of the day and get ready to celebrate. And for sure, later in the week, I had some, I basically had everything. I had some drinks. I did have some pizza, but I had like chips and ice cream. That's why I think you kind of draw the line between celebrating and then kind of getting used to your new life. And so here's the problem I think I'm having is that I really enjoyed the structure of the workout. And even last night I was thinking about it that, I've been really inconsistent once I finished the program. One day I'm eating well, the next day I'm eating like crap, and then I'm having like three glasses of wine at dinner, and then and like last night, for example, I was like, all right, when the kids go to sleep at 8, I'll go to the basement, I'll lift weights. That'll be my second workout, because I actually did a cool workout yesterday with my daughter. I stayed home with her instead of my wife. It's a once a week type of thing. Wife gets to go do whatever she wants that day, and I just put her in the stroller. And I put on my rollerblades, and I rollerbladed to, a few, like about 3 kilometers away, and it was a park. I took her out. she's only 9 months, and she's not like running around or anything, but you know, just to touch stuff and go down some slides for like 10-15 minutes. That's super exciting for her. So to rollerblade 3 kilometers away, walk around the park, rollerblade back, you know, that was like an hour workout. It wasn't like a crazy workout, but for sure, I think if you were on the program, you could count that as a workout, because about 30 minutes of rollerblading, plus you're walking for another 30 minutes. And it was just for fun, but she had a good time. I had a good time. My Fitbit said I lost like 350 calories doing it. Nothing crazy, but it was something. And then I was like, oh, I'll work out at 8 p.m. once the kids are officially asleep. And I could have totally done it, because like, although my son was a little bit nuts last night, once like 7:45 rolled around and I started reading him stories, and like he was off the wall. He was like running through every room, just like dancing like a, I don't know, like a crazy hippie. But I read him a bunch of stories, and he tried to make some excuses to get out, but he was dog tired. And then finally I'm like, nope, you can't, you're done. And then I saw he was trying to leave his room, and then so like for like a minute I quickly locked him in, and I'm like, nope, you're done. And like by 8 o'clock he'd fallen asleep on on the floor. So like just 5 minutes later I saw he fell asleep on his floor. So I went back in, lifted him up, and so I'm telling you guys that I could have worked out at 8 p.m. no problem, went to the basement, lifted weights for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. The routine I have, I changed up, it's like 45 minutes for sure. I think it's at least 45 minutes because it's got a lot of it's got like 10 different exercises, so I think it really takes like an hour, to be honest. And just like a full body, I just switched it up just 3 times a week, so it's like realistic. But I didn't do it because I ended up having 3 glasses of wine at dinner, and I felt lazy by the time like I put the kids down. I wasn't like inebriated or anything, but I'm just saying that if I had not drank that, I would be feeling totally normal. And just like during 75 hard of phase one, I would have been like, yeah, okay, let's just go work out. I would just go do it. Like there's nothing hindering me. Yeah, I might be getting tired at 8 because nervous time was waking up early. Waking her up around 5:45 or 6 was the common time, so I can get my first workout in. But I haven't been waking up that early. On like this Tuesday, I woke up at 6 a couple days ago, and I fell asleep by 10. And that's good, but I've been staying up till midnight, like watching sports, playing games, and then waking up at like 7:30 with the kids. So my routine has been really inconsistent. I haven't got the same will, I think, and I don't have the same mental power. So I think for you guys, you gotta watch out. Especially when you finish phase one, because with phase one, you have to wait 30 days for phase two. And in fact, I'm not gonna do phase two until at least the fall, so at least September, because I wanna enjoy my summer. But I cannot gain any weight. I don't wanna be that person that gains the weight back. So I need to personally get back on the wagon. Now I have a method that I think is going to be successful. I thought about it, but I gotta just decide that this is how I'm gonna do it. So I have to hold myself accountable. And for you guys, when you finish these phases, you gotta figure out, okay, after I'm done, what am I gonna do next to continue the gains? You can continue the program exactly as is. To be honest, I thought about that last night, that maybe I should just go back on the program. And you know, the only thing that I don't wanna do is I don't wanna go like 30 days or 75 days without having a drink anymore, because I've already completed that. So I know I can do it. It's just that it's summer, right? And being cooped up in your home for most of winter, and except for, you know, just going tobogganing in front of your house or something. And now that it's beautiful weather, like, no way. Like, I'm going to enjoy myself. I could go on the program. I could just not do the part that I don't drink, right? And to be honest, like, who cares? Like, you can go without drinking, but let's be realistic. Like, I went like 4 months without drinking. It's just that I need to accommodate the calories that I intake with alcohol and make sure I'm not, with my diet and whatever. The other thing is I need to get back on a diet. I need to meal prep a little bit here and there. Sure, there might be times eventually we start going to people's houses for barbecues. and maybe I just gotta avoid the chips and just eat the meat and the salad and the carbs, that's fine. So I'll tell you guys what I'm thinking about doing, and I want you guys to, by saying this out loud, I'm gonna hold myself accountable starting tomorrow, which is Friday, June 4th. And I'm gonna go work out right after this podcast. I upload this podcast, so I'm gonna get another weightlifting workout in. But I have not been doing a good job right after phase one. I know I've probably gained like 5 pounds, so I gotta put my foot down and let you guys use this as an example to figure out how you're going to continue life going forward. Do you have a meal plan prepped? Or how are you gonna eat? Are you gonna take, look, I think it's totally fine if you take 1 or 2 days and just eat whatever you want. But according to Atomic Habits, right, that book that I think a lot of you guys recommend, and I definitely read it, if you want to be known as someone that's an athlete, you want to be someone that works out every day, if you stop for one day, it's not the end of the world, right? It does recommend that you don't stop for one day. You don't stop a workout. Like, you just continue to work out every day, even if it's like 5 minutes one day or it's a shitty workout. But if you stop for one day, you got to start a new trend. So you got to start the next day. And you're gonna start going again every day, right? So get back on the horse immediately, and that'll be the best for you. So starting right now, now here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try basically the 5 a.m. club routine, which is a 20-20-20 rule when you wake up. So as soon as you wake up, 20 minutes of cardio. So it could be running, skipping. I did on Tuesday, I skipped for like 25 minutes. Then I gotta read, and then I have to do some writing, do some journaling. So the first hour of my day, I'm gonna wake up around 5:30, not 5 a.m. I think it's not that necessary to wake up that early for me, but 5:30 is fine. And then 3 times a week at some point in the afternoon, so Monday to Friday, I'll wake up and I'll start with cardio right away. I think 20 to 30 minutes, so nothing too crazy. And then on the weekends, like, I normally take my kids for walking or we bike together, so I'll still get my exercise. It just won't be like so planned. And then 3 times a week, I'll do my weightlifting program, which is just 3 different days of various full body exercises. And, you know, they're different every day. And I'll just do that for like a month and see how I feel. And I think that will be good. I think that will keep me in good shape. And to be honest, when I wake up, like, if I compare it to you guys yesterday where I, you know, went to sleep, I think I woke up at like 7:30 in the morning, you know, rolled out of bed the same time as the kids, you know, it's waking up at the same time as the kids. And then Tuesday where I woke up at 6 and I worked out first thing in the morning, it's completely night and day. I got a better night's sleep. By the time the kids got up, I already got all my morning, bad energy out of the way, and I was like ready to go. We were happy, we were dancing, I was making jokes, like, you know, breakfast, I knew exactly what I wanted to make for breakfast, and we were able to handle the day better. The whole day, you're just a better person. And for me, I think that's the only way I can live, to be honest. Like, you know, obviously the pandemic sucks because you can't see so many people, and you know, you're going to be staying home most days. But even going forward, like, I have young kids. It's not like I'm going to be hanging out with friends every day. So I need to wake up. For me, I need to wake up early. I need to do that morning exercise, right? One is I'm going to keep my body in good shape. Two, I probably get to a better goal later on. Three is I really start my day off the right way, right? Conquer your day. And four, continue to look good, right? This is the first time in my life I'm very, very close. I'm pretty confident with taking off a shirt and going to the beach at this point. But if I continue these bad habits, it's not going to last. It's not going to be ready for July, that's for sure. But, you know, with a reasonable workout regimen going forward until I hit phase two, I can keep things steady, keep being happy, productive. And I hope you guys do the same thing, okay? Just because 75 hard is over, phase one is over, don't forget to make a plan going forward so you don't fall back to bad habits like I've done for a week. But I vow not to do that anymore. Keep me accountable, guys. All right. I don't know what I'll be doing with the podcast going forward, as I won't be doing phase two until September. But perhaps I'll pop in once in a while to let you guys know how I'm doing, what I've been, you know, any updates with my new program, any kind of new training I think I want to do. I almost bought a new bike the other day, a new mountain bike, so I can do some cool stuff. I did buy like a vest with that you can carry water in, like a water, what is it called? A water sack or something? Like it's like a 2 liter water. I don't remember the name off the top of my head because I've never used it. So basically, the concept is I can run during really hot days, and because you need to drink a lot of water. Like if I'm gonna run 10 kilometers, that's like 28 degrees Celsius or let's say 90 degrees Fahrenheit outside. I need to be drinking water like every 10 minutes. If I run out, then I basically don't really want to run anymore. So, or I, of course, I can run in the morning, but they'll still be like 20 degree days, right? The other thing is that I, when I finished phase one and when I was doing 75 hard, I was really excited to challenge myself. That's why I did the David Goggins challenge. That's why I rode my bike for 2 hours there in downtown. Like, and now that I'm off it, I'm really not that close to challenging myself to do more vigorous and fun trainings, like to turn these challenging trainings into something that I consider fun and satisfying and, you know, gives me a lot of happiness. However, with this vest, I can, for example, go to a conservation park and run through the forest. Like it takes me like 2 hours to go through it, or run half of it and walk half of it, whatever. Could be like 15 kilometers, but I have the equipment that I can bring enough water and snacks with me, right? Without having to carry a backpack, it's just something, a little vest, and so I'm looking forward to using all those things and excited to do all the fun things we can do in the summer. I actually realized that my roller blades, for example, or the wheels are like almost gone, so I ordered new wheels yesterday. I gotta order some for my son probably soon so he can give it a shot, but guys, I'm just gonna end this on a note that I hope you guys are doing well with your quest to getting in shape and becoming more mentally tough. I've definitely done that, but I'm telling you guys openly that I failed for, not failed, but you know, I had fun and I'm struggling to get back on the wagon. So don't you let yourself do that as well, and get back on the horse as soon as possible, okay? All right, guys, enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.